Good afternoon. It is Friday, October 16th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. How are the grain stocks from last Friday's WASDE affecting the market?
Corn's got, as you know, the slightly tighter ending stocks estimates for this year. That's given it some support. But on the other hand, world wheat stocks are record large or projected to be record large. And market's trying to get some of that used up, either by feeding or by discounting prices enough that we get some exports going. So wheat's basically been a drag on corn. Wheat's had a bad couple of days here and it's pulling corn down a little bit.
You mentioned a few wheat factors, so give us a flyover view of this week's wheat market.
We're looking at, again, record world ending stocks of wheat, stocks usage ratio being the loosest since about 2003, and that's just not a good environment. Now, there are some potential wheat problems out there in Australia and in India and so forth, but they've so far been getting just enough rain that the market really can't get excited. Corn export sales are the other issue there. We're running about 17% behind right now. USDA appears comfortable that we're going to catch up later because of the non-US, non-China stocks are actually a lot tighter for 16, but really haven't seen that yet.
As for the soybean market, it was highlighted by a big jump on Tuesday.
When you see those really sharp jumps like that, like we saw on Tuesday, a lot of those bean rallies are due to short covering. We know that from the Commitment Traders report that the funds were still net short beans last week. They aren't typically short beans very much. You know, the sell-offs tend to be more farmer and commercial led. So they don't tend to stay short very long, and they got a little nervous. And basically that rally was short covering. We broke out of some technical points. Got a nice little pop in the meal and the soy oil. And then the market looked around and said, okay, Brazil was dry, but now the forecast says we're going to get rain in the next 10 days. That would signify the end of the dry season in Brazil and get a lot more guys planting down there. At least for the short term, the crop scare in South America is over. In that case, we have too many beans.
We're nearly $10 up in the live cattle market this week. What's causing these price climbs?
Yeah, we're not quite $10 up. We're up today, but we had a little bit of a pullback midweek. But the cutouts were up over $8 as of yesterday for the week. So we're seeing some value there. And there's still a big discrepancy in the cash market versus the board. We're in a situation where if you can deliver against the board, you can get over $132 for cattle right now, because you can sell the October futures and take it to one of those 8 or 10 delivery points and maybe take a $2 hit on freight, but you're looking at 132, whereas the packer bids are still down at 125. So it's kind of a have or have not situation for cash cattle right now.
December hogs are up over $8 from their low back in July. Is there anything in the pork that stands out to you?
Yeah, hogs have had a pretty nice rally. The cutout had been rising. We're getting into the point of the year where it typically rolls over and heads down. 10-year average would be heading down for the rest of the year in the cutout. The CME index would tend to drift a little lower. Slaughter tends to pick up a little bit here in October and November. That's a seasonal thing, even though most of the hogs are in confinement. We can control that better than we used to. The key here is going to be exports. One thing I was really excited about was we did see China in for the largest chunk of pork business that they've done with us all year. We need that market to get rid of some of the surplus we've got in the pork.
That's all for today, folks. From everyone here at Brugler Marketing, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.